Hey there, family. It's the 2 Minutes with Vic podcast. I'm your host, Victor Salcido. And today we are talking about multiple streams of income. Reason for this topic, I just started another little side job today. It's in the field of security again. I left the field of security back in 2018. And had a very great opportunity presented to me. Shout out to Mr. Robert. Really, really, really great opportunity presented to me. And took advantage of it. And getting paid pretty decently for doing security again. So just another stream of income to tack on to what was already existing. Yeah. Topic is multiple streams of income and the importance of it. There's so much to say that it's almost hard to like pick a place to start. So where I will start is pretty broad, and then I'll narrow it in for you guys, right? So one of the things that I have talked about on here before, and we'll probably make a whole podcast episode on it, is the fact that, you know, I'm not a fan of college, right? As an institution, as a business, because college is a business, universities are businesses. I'm not a fan of them or their business model. I'm not a fan of their practices. I'm not a fan of what's being taught in colleges and universities today. I'm not a fan of it being predominantly left-leaning. About 94% of professors are left-leaning, especially in the humanities. And a plethora of other reasons why I'm not, you know, a big fan, both from working at a school district and hearing a lot of horror stories from teachers about the trap that we refer to as college and, you know, universities, to, you know, meeting people on the street, friends, just doing research, you know, looking into going to college myself and seeing that bill, you know, seeing that amount of money and just coming to terms that realistically this isn't going to work, you know, to take on $50,000 worth of debt to become educated and take up a job that's only going to pay you 40 to 50 grand a year. You know, the math, for me, the math just didn't add up correctly. On top of my biases towards college as it is. Excuse me. So, when it comes down to multiple streams of income, you know, my first big broad point is college, you know? It's the fact that people are just kind of like trained from a young age, in school, from their parents, from their teachers, you know, trained that, you know, hey, you're going to go to college, right? You're, like, you're going to become an educated human being. You're going to go to college and you're going to study a specific trade or skill set, and then you're going to go and get a career in that field of whatever it is that you're studying. So let me say this. I don't have a problem with that at all. I don't have a problem with you wanting to, you know, become an architect. I don't have a problem with you wanting to getting into electrical engineering, or, you know, I don't have a problem with you getting into chemistry or psychology or accounting, being a linguist. I don't really care about that specifically. I don't look down on people that go and pursue a higher education, especially in the college and university system. I don't look down on people like that at all. Where I do have an issue with people is when they focus on that, and then that becomes their entire livelihood. right? Like having a career in psychology, if you study psychology, having a career in psychology, like this is it. This is all I do to generate income for myself and my family, my well-being, my retirement, everything comes from this one stream of income. You know, I don't blame people for having that idea. I don't blame people at all for following that path, because it's the path that's set out, you know, set in front of so many people, you know, and there's nothing different on the table for you to choose from, you know, so I can't blame everyone, you know, but I'm here to tell you that if you think becoming educated and then getting a career in that field is going to be it, oh, excuse me, I can tell you right now that's not it. You absolutely have to have multiple streams of income. And they're for three reasons, right? So reason number three that you would want to have multiple streams of income is, simply put, if one of your streams of income stops creating income, you know? So like, for example, like, you know, with myself, you know, I have, you know, regular job, and I have an online affiliate marketing business or gig, or, you know, whatever classification you want to put on it. And for a while, I was only making like maybe 100 a week, then 80 a week, then 70 a week, 60 a week. Excuse me. Relatively consistently as well. And I recently had a sale, in the last couple of days of, Thanksgiving, November, because I noticed for the entire month of October, I didn't receive one single payout, for affiliate marketing. So I ran a sale, you know, really pumped out a lot of content for it, on Twitter, and did almost $630 or $670 in a week in sales for my online course, The Four Pillars of Home Ownership. You know, but, you know, like I mentioned that kind of like as a, you know, a little braggy story, but, you know, the reason why you want multiple streams of income is sometimes income is like that, you know, where it's small, it's consistent, it disappears out of nowhere, and then boom, comes up in a big rise, you know, oh wow, all of a sudden all this money coming out of nowhere, and then it could easily go back to not making a lot of money week after week after week, you know? Oh boy. Excuse me, I'm recording this at 4 o'clock in the morning. I just got off work, so I'm a little bit tired. I'm a wee bit tired, but I have to make time every day for this podcast, you know? So we're going to plow right through my tiredness and wrap up this episode. So that was number three. Number two, the number two reason why you definitely want multiple streams of income is because you want to allocate those funds to different necessities in your life, right? So you have, you know, a primary income. You can have a dividend income that comes from your investments, which could be both real estate or the stock market, right? You can have an income that comes from a side business, you know, like if you buy, you know, watches at a wholesale price from China and have your logo stamped in them and then resell them here in America for 8.5 times as much, you know, while you're working, you know, that can still be going on. Right? You can be getting a notification while you're at work from Shopify. Hey, you just got in 2 new orders totaling $198.98. You know, like that's another stream of income that is very attainable, because it won't interfere with your main hustle, with your main job, you know? And what you could do is that main job that I just mentioned could be, you know, dedicated to rent, mortgage, bills, car payment, you know, whatever expenses you have in your life, right? That main job could pay for that. But then the side business income could be used to, you know, purchase shares of dividend-bearing stocks in indexes. That money could be used to purchase real estate, which is going to make you a lot of money in the long run as well. There's so many different things that you can do with your other income streams, you know. So what a good goal is for, you know, all of you guys listening, a good goal for you is to, is to think, you know, hey, if I wanted to cover my cell phone bill, which let's just say, for example, is $100 a month, right? Oh, I want to cover my cell phone bill. So what should I do in order to cover it if I don't want to use my main job to cover it, right? So you get that side hustle started, you get that business started, right? And you start calculating, you know, okay, well, if I have to pay this cell phone bill every month, right, $100 a month, my side hustle only has to make about $25 a week. And then I can dedicate that side hustle, that stream of income to my cell phone bill, so that I'm not taking any money out of my main income, my main 9-to-5, my main source of income. I'm not pulling from that to pay my, you know, phone bill, you know? And then the number one reason why, you know, you should have multiple streams of income is because you have to allow yourself to be open to that possibility, because having multiple streams of income is going to be kind of sort of the only way that you are going to be rich, aka, you know, be wealthy. You know, the term wealth is defined as having a lot of money and having a lot of time, right? So it's like, if you rely on your main 9-to-5 to provide for everything, all of your expenses, all of your wants, all of your needs, all the time, right? If you constantly rely on that, let's hope and pray that that job has a really nice retirement plan for you. You won't have money and be free until you retire at 65 or 67 or whatever the new age is a couple years from now, you know? You don't want to rely on that source of that one source of income, because it takes too long for you to be wealthy, you know. But when you have multiple streams of income, when you have your own business, when you do a podcast, YouTube page, affiliate marketing program, you know, on top of your regular income, and other businesses and real estate investments and dividends from investing in, you know, dividend paying, you know, stocks and indexes, like all of that combined together is going to allow you to get wealthy that much sooner. It's going to allow you to get wealthy that much more effectively than just using one primary source of income to pay for absolutely everything, you know? So those are my top three reasons as far as why you should have multiple sources of income. And I'll tell you this. If you have a 9-to-5 job, okay, I want you to start taking $100 a week or $50 a week or whatever comfortable amount is good for you. I want you to start taking that out weekly, and I want you to start buying one share or two or three, you know, however many, you know, you can get with that $50 or $100. Start buying shares of dividend-paying stocks and indexes, because you will see, like, you'll see a second source of income start to come in. You know, that's honestly one of the easiest sources of income to have, because you're literally not doing anything. Nothing. You're just putting money in a company, for example, Coca-Cola, and you're relying on Coca-Cola to do its job and, you know, sell soda beverages and other beverages to people. And you get a tiny slice of the profit, and all you did was front them $150 over the course of, you know, 3 weeks. You know, you're entitled to a little chunk of the profit. You know, I think dividend growth investing, probably one of the easiest second sources of income to start. And then the other source of income that you know, that you could use, that you can start doing, is anything that is going to be fast guaranteed money. So for example, something like DoorDash or any other food delivery service, right? That is definitely a great way to make a little bit of extra cash, especially if you're in a really populous area. Gosh, I mean, you can work your 9 to 5, right? Go work, for DoorDash for a little bit to put gas in the car instead of you having to use your main expense, your main stream of income to put gas in the car. You DoorDash to put gas in the car, right? And then maybe with a couple of tips that you saved up plus your regular, earned income, start to take $25, $50, $75, $100 a week and invest it in dividend-bearing stocks. So you can very quickly go from one to three sources of income by just like that, delivering food and investing in stocks that are going to pay you dividends. And then once you start to do that and you do that consistently, then real estate's going to tickle your ear. And then having your own business is going to tickle your ear, regardless of the field, Hell, having a second job. I mean, there's so many different ways to have multiple sources of income, but the main one I want to drive home to you to go from one to three is investing in dividend-bearing stocks, indexes, and REITs, and doing something that's going to be fast and consistent, like a food delivery service or working at your dad's mechanic shop because you know that he's going to pay you, once the car's done, or, so on and so forth. Yeah, multiple streams of income. I think this was a pretty good episode. I think I did a pretty good job detailing why it's important to have multiple streams of income. And I'll leave you off with this. It's almost inevitable for a successful CEO, entrepreneur, venture capitalist. It's almost guaranteed that one of your investments or one of your streams of income is going to fail. Right? The math is kind of stacked against you on that one. It's almost guaranteed that everything's not going to work out peachy keen perfect all the time, right? So if that math is true, right, it doesn't hold any different from the one guy who has seven streams of income and the other guy that has one. Because guess what? The guy that has one stream of income gets laid off, then that's it. Then you're not going to get paid for 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, depending on how soon you can get another job, right? And in that time frame, a lot of bad stuff can happen. A lot of bills might not get paid. Car payments might not be making. A rent mortgage that you're not paying. You know what I mean? Being left with zero streams of income is a lot worse than having seven streams of income and then going down to four, but four that actually work and consistently make you money. You see what I'm saying? So again, I really appreciate you listening. My whole podcast, the whole premise of my podcast was financial education and spreading this message to the people. So I hope that, if you're listening, that you're gonna take some of this to heed, right? That you're gonna heed some of this information. Because I don't want to see any more people from my generation, any more people in my age group. I don't want to see any more of us without multiple streams of income, Whether it's trading stocks and stock options, doing handyman work, building people's IKEA furniture, doing DoorDash, being an online affiliate marketer, having a second job. I mean, I hope that if you're listening to this, regardless of your age or, status in society, I really hope that you realize that having one stream of income is dangerous to you and your family's well-being, and that having multiple streams of income is the only sure bet way that that you will continue to make money in order to provide for yourself and your family, as well as not have a 5-week job hunting awkward period in your life where you're not able to pay anything because you weren't saving your money because you only had one stream of income. So, anyways, it's always a pleasure recording these episodes. Already did 20 minutes. We already did 20 minutes. I really thought I had only been talking to you guys for like 5. Jeez Louise. Well, I think that's going to be a wrap for this one. I'm going to get inside, get some rest, and I'll definitely be back out here to talk to you folks tomorrow. Until next time, this was the 2 Minutes with Vic podcast. Lord knows I really, really, really appreciate you listening. And I know that if you like it, you'll share it with other people. You know, you'll subscribe on whatever platform it is you're using, you know, if you like it. And I'm just going to continue to provide the financial education that Lord knows I know I needed a long time ago. So again, thank you so much for listening, and I cannot wait to see you on the next one. Have a good one.